produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
How often, if you're like me, have quite a few things going on at once, and what we call busy, you're busy as you're busy, we all have a different type of busy, but as we go through the busyness of life, there are times that we, in order to keep things, get things accomplished, or do things at the time necessary, date and times, we set an alarm of some kind. We might leave ourselves a note or mark our calendar, leave ourselves a voice message, or if you're fortunate enough to have an assistant, to jot it down. Or we'll set an alarm on our phones. And somehow, in leaving those little reminders, we still at times manage to miss or forget what it is that we needed to be reminded of. And if you're like me, some certain things will jolt you and say, oh my goodness, oh no, and you stay there for a moment, hopefully not too long. Maybe I'm talking to myself. You might need to do a little, you're able to fix it, or at times you're not. And you kind of sit there and have a quiet conversation with yourself, or maybe you don't. And you're frustrated with yourself for that time. How did I, with all the reminders, forget? Maybe it's just me. And in that moment, for me, I hear the voice, the Lord, saying, yeah, that. I've heard him gently say, remember my instructions? And it's in a gentle way. It's never, because he already knows you're beating yourself up about the natural things. And he says, remember my instructions. And immediately I say, ooh, Lord. Those are my instructions for life. But there are times, if you're honest, and I'm having that moment, that face-to-face saying, yeah, I heard you. and I still, like a child, say, okay, Lord, I'm going to do it later. Okay, Lord, I'm going to do it later. And he still may send gentle reminders through the word, through as the day goes by. There are those gentle reminders. And I pause and I'm smiling because it's the early mornings, the very early mornings, that I will hear the Lord wake me from my sleep and say, remember my instructions. And it will be something that was very necessary for me to remember, because sometimes his instructions are for me to get into that quiet space. And you will always hear me say, he's calling me not to reprimand or tell me all that I've not done right, but most times it's so that I'm equipped with the instructions needed for where he is taking me for that day. Pause for a moment, close your eyes, and think about how many times the Lord has given you a gentle reminder. Maybe it's just to sit quietly, or maybe it's to really prepare yourself for the day where he's taking you. And sometimes, yes, the gentle reminder is just to pray and steady ourselves. But oh, how we have seen that that's the most important than any alarm, any note that we could set it to ourselves or set for ourselves or have someone remind us. Is God calling us with his gentle reminders to keep us on that foundation, his truth, his loving kindness to us, not because we're perfect. And I could say I'm so far from perfect, but I'm thankful for every time that he's giving me grace for when I've missed the gentle reminder. But he continues when I close my eyes and think back. I may have heard a word, a Bible study, a message, read something. Oh, how about those gentle reminders? Even now, as I sit and talk to you, he's always reminding me not to hold anyone hostage. And you may say, what do you mean hold anyone hostage? In my thoughts, I've held people hostage. In unforgiveness, because of something said that I didn't appreciate or not done. How about that? I've needed someone to do something, or they said they were going to do something. Think about yours. And they weren't able to do it, or they forgot. But instead of giving them the grace that God gives me and you, I kind of held them hostage in my thoughts. And I am now, as I sit here, reminded the Lord's gentle reminders to me to say, you're holding them hostage in your mind and maybe in your actions. That's a whole other conversation. But did I do that to you? Give them grace. as I've given you. This is why these gentle reminders are so important. Because his reminders keep us on track. And they're not always easy. We both know this. We know this. If you're listening, I'm sure there's two or three things that have come to your mind that the Lord has given you a gentle reminder. If we're fortunate enough to hear a word and receive that word, and we're hold on to it, and we're believing in it, and we're reminded of it, and then something takes our thoughts, and we forget what we said we wouldn't, because it was so clear at the time. But as life, the busyness of life, the distractions of every day, the Lord still finds time, though we forget, to send us gentle reminders. And I say gentle because we can think of so many times the thought to take care of something or to release something from our thoughts that may be, and I don't like to use the word, but it is in the Bible, worrying. So I understand now why God says, take no thought. Keep your mind stayed on things above, because these things come in and they take away the gentle reminders. They distract us from the gentle reminders of let someone else go. Give them grace that was given to you. Forgive. Let it go. And I used to say sarcastically, if someone hurt me relationship-wise and we parted ways, and I would say, well, they're not water, they're not air, they're not food. And I'm saying it nicely at this moment, but I could think of many times and where I've said that as if to dismiss the hurt. But now I'm reminded that though my intentions to say it the way that I said it was a way to release, but I was holding them hostage in my thoughts. Every time I would feel something come over me, a wave of disappointment or anger, I was not giving them grace. But that's another conversation. But the gentle reminders that the Lord gives us sometimes comes in waves, and he'll call us early to come and remind us even throughout our day, stay in that place. I'm sure there are things coming to your mind now that God said gently. He didn't force it. Gently. Cynthia, do this. Don't forget to do that. And he's giving us these gentle reminders so that life's little distractions turn into bigger distractions that turn into us later coming back saying, Lord, help me. I need this done, or I'm in this place. And he's saying, as the father, a good father does, and says, like we, if you have children or nieces or nephew or whomever that you may care for, and you may say, hopefully nicely. My daughter would say different when I remind her, and I kept saying, I may say, didn't I tell you? That's my version. You may have a version. And I start to go in, and they're already upset because they forgot to do something that was probably more important because it was something that they wanted to do. And while I'm telling her and going in, the Lord says, remember my instructions? And I have to pause. I giggle now, but I usually think of your instructions. I tend to say, oh my God, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. I did not remember your instructions. I'm pausing again. My daughter loves to hold her phone in her hand. And no matter what she's doing, if she could hold the phone while washing the dishes, she would hold the phone. But while we're out and about and you're in different places and going about the day or in different forms of transportation, I tend to want her to be more aware of her surroundings and realize that you're not amongst familiar settings. So don't put your personal things that you want and hold dear going somewhere. Just anywhere. Don't just leave it down for someone else to come by and see it and may want for it. And then you don't have it any longer. And we went about this for the day. And everywhere that we went, I look and see the phone. If she needed to do something, I see the phone. Or I may see her in doing what I instructed her to do. She put down, and that may have been in good intentions, but I say to her, you need to put that away. Put it somewhere safe. Well, as the day went on and we got back to familiar settings, she went to look for her phone and it was not there. Now, normally, I would go in and do the mommy thing and not be gracious about how many times I gave you that instruction. But this time, because I heard the Lord saying, grace, grace, keep your peace. And I said, remember what I said? And she said, yes. And we looked and we looked. And she did not have it. And thankfully, the last place I saw her with it, though she thought she brought it in, was with in the car. And I called my sister and I was able, of course, given time, because now she's into what she was instructed to do. And it took time. But I said, you know, let's eat. Let's see what we can do in the absence of the phone and keep moving. Let's eat our food. It's getting late. Let's do other things. And I held my peace. The phone, thankfully, was in the car under the seat. But I am thankful for the Lord's instructions to me, though it may seem trivial, it's a good place to think about His gentle instructions. Because the gentle instructions that the Lord gives is preparing us for what's coming before us, because He knows our beginning and our end. He gives us gentle reminders so that we keep and hold on to the precious peace that He gives. He said, the peace that I give, not the world's peace that I give. So He's saying, hold on to that. Hold it precious and dear. those gentle reminders to forgive and let things go and not hold people and things that we did not accomplish hostage, so that we don't have to go back to him in frustration and worry and anxiety, because the word says be anxious for nothing. Through his gentle reminders, we find that life is more abundant. And it may not be abundant in wealth, but I think peace is priceless. And I find that when we are in his love and care and his mercy and his grace, that we find a joy that's unexplainable. And if you close your eyes, you can think of the many gentle reminders that we did follow. We're not perfect. God is perfect. So we look to him to always give us those gentle reminders. We do know that we're not. The Lord can give us those instructions that we forget, and then we are in a place displaced, and we are, if you say disciplined, we don't want those. I am speaking of the gentle reminders, the other reminders and instructions that we do avoid only tend to lead us into darkness and despair. And I'm not just talking, you know, sexual immorality. I'm just talking about the things that we don't follow. When God gives us instructions to take care of something, he gives us the means in which to do it and opportunities to do it, and we miss it. And we find ourselves in a place. But thank God for the gentle reminders when we do follow his leading and his guidance. I am speaking today of his gentle reminders. I am thankful for the gentle reminders. And when I look back and I said, Lord, I know you're leading me and teaching me this for a purpose, because when I forgot and did not do what it is that he instructed me to do, I felt guilt and condemnation. I felt like, oh Lord, I've disappointed you. And I didn't see, like I do with, you know, when I'm telling my daughter something and screaming and hollering and carrying on, and he's saying, grace, I gave you a gentle reminder for your good, not to tear you down, but so that you'd be lifted up. So not that you would have to come back to me in despair and feeling guilt and anxiety. I gave you gentle reminders so that when you're those things in the natural come at you, and I pray, as I always say, that this makes sense for you. In the simplest form, there are things that we forget. Life comes at us, but his gentle reminders to hold on to that which is precious, the word, because they are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. They lead us and guide us in the way that we need to go in his truth, because we know with life's so-called busyness and distractions, that it leads us away from his gentle reminders to hold on, peace be still, calming the storms in our lives. These gentle reminders take us to a place of saying, I trust you, Lord, and I know that you are there for me through your gentle reminders. And when you think back, though you will forget again, and though you may miss the mark or miss an appointment or miss something, an instruction that he gave us, we pray that it's not something that causes us or someone else to be in an imbalance because of our not hearing the instructions. Even an instruction to come in and pray for someone else, the instructions are for our good. We never know what our prayers are protecting others and ourselves from, because we're inviting the Lord in and we're asking him to instruct us and lead us and guide us in his truth. Because what we see in the natural, we know that we need the Lord to guide us and keep us in his truth, because there are things that are happening now in the world that will take our joy, our peace, our peace of mind, that would have us leaning on the natural and following to the point that we're finding that we're leaning on the world's instructions. And what does that always get us? Not the result, the peace that we need. Again, I pray this makes sense, because it is that time that we realize we heard the gentle instruction. We may have read something. We may have heard someone just say something that reminded us, oh, the Lord told me to get that, to get that right. Oh my gosh. Yes, Lord, I heard you. I heard you. You allowed me. I invited you in. They were in the instructions. I heard this person say that and it reminded me. And I said, okay, I'm going to do that as soon as I get to where I'm going, or as soon as I get home. And we get home and we're distracted. And then it comes back to us later and say, what's something I was forget that I was supposed to do? And the Lord is saying, my instructions, do you remember what they were? I heard a pastor once say, he gave a prophetic word, and the person, of course, did not hear all of the word. And he said, when the Lord is speaking, listen closely, because he may use a person to give you that instruction, but that person may not be there, may not remember that later, because the Lord was using them to speak. So get all of the instructions. And the word says, in all that getting, get understanding. That's the word, the Lord's instructions to us. When we get Bible study, we're so elated and happy when we hear the word, and it's something, a right now word for us. And it's great while we're there in the setting, whether on Zoom or in the house. And we're like, oh, I'm going to hold on to that. And we sleep with the peace that, yes. And then there are those days where we start going about our lives and we forget, because life is happening and there are the distractions of this everyday life. And that word, that instruction was so strong. But as life goes on in our day and we go about the many different things that we need to do, we tend to remember it, but not as we did when we first heard it. So what should we do with our gentle reminders? Hold them as precious as we hold a reminder to do the work that we're called to do, or get up and shower. Hold the gentle reminders dear to our hearts when the Lord speaks, when there's something that we see in the word that causes us to remember something that he's instructing us to do, not just for ourselves, but for others, because there are things that you do in your instructions that will bless so many others. So when we think of it in that way, the gentle reminders are not just for us. They are for a purpose. So if we hold the gentle reminders true to heart, we are thankful to the Lord and say, Lord, please let me remember what it is that I'm supposed to do throughout this day. Please, Lord, let me write it down on my heart so that I don't forget it. so that when we see that again, that or we hear it, it's a gentle reminder to us. But Lord, when we miss it, I pray for your forgiveness. I pray for your loving kindness, because you are gentle. You're not tearing us down as we can do to ourselves. You're not bombarding us with the word this, that, and the other. So we thank you for the gentle reminders on today. We thank you for your leading and your guiding. We thank you, Father, that though we miss it, you're still there with us, and you're still there reminding us to hold your instructions true and with reverence, the way that we hold those things that we tend to rely on in the natural, putting gas in our car, paying our light bills, paying this bill. To hold your instructions so true, to close to our heart, because it's the foundation that we need. Lord, thank you again for your gentle reminders. Your instructions to us are not just for us, but for a purpose. So we appreciate the gentle reminders. Lord, bring back to my remembrance that which I need. And even now, when I missed what it is that I was supposed to do, I know that you knew that because of that, your gentle reminder, I now know that I am to hold it just as dear and set that alarm. Keep that note. To hold your gentle instructions close to me so that I don't forget them, so that I may walk them out, so that you are pleased, so that others are blessed. I pray that this made sense for you. I pray that this gives you another opportunity to hold dear to the gentle reminders that the Lord God gives us. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.